Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm Lisa of Investor Relations Department of China Telecom Corporation Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome you all to our 2011 interim results presentation. This presentation will be conducted in Chinese with simultaneous interpretation. Consecutive interpretation will be provided during the Q&A section. Please be reminded to switch your mobile phones to silent mode or switch off during the presentation. First, may I introduce the management of our company, Mr. Wang Xiaochu, Chairman and CEO. Madam Wang Di, Executive Vice President and CFO. Thanks again for coming, and we hope you found this presentation informative. I will now invite Chairman Wang to give you an overview of the overall performance of the company for the first half of 2011. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm very pleased to meet you all, and it is my pleasure to introduce to you the company's performance in the first half of 2011. Today's presentation is divided into two parts. First, I will talk about the overall performance. This will be followed by Madam Wu, who will present the financial performance. Currently, the company focuses on two main aspects to develop business. First, riding on favorable trends, we accelerate expansion to increase market share and strengthen core business such as mobile and broadband services. Second, we nurture innovative services to gain more core competencies for the future. In the first half of 2011, we have the following highlights. Robust 3G momentum drives a rapid expansion of mobile service. Second, the scale of mobile broadband service further expand, and third, steady improvement in overall profitability. In the first half, you can see from this slide that the operating revenue for the first half is 120.1 billion, up by 11.7%. Excluding mobile terminal sale, operating revenue was 113.7 billion, increased 77.8%. EBITDA was 48.5 billion, a 6% growth over the same period of last year. EBITDA margin was 40.4%. Net profit was 9.7 billion, up by 10.12%. Free cash flow remains strong at 15.5 billion. As for the subscriber expansion, the mobile subscriber reached 108 million, of which 3G subscribers was 21.54 million, up by 75.3% compared to last year. The number of broadband subscribers reached 70.09 million, while the number of access lines in service was 172 million. The total number of mobile and broadband subscribers are now more than the number of access lines in service. This table shows the breakdown of revenue and their growth respectively. In the first half of 2011, the revenue decline in fixed line voice service was offset by the revenue growth in the growth businesses. This resulted in an increase of 12.6 billion in revenue. The growth business mobile service revenue increased by 12.7 billion, driving revenue by 11.8%. Wireline data and other service, mainly broadband, increased by 6.5 billion, driving growth by 5.9%. The wireline voice revenue down by 6.5 billion, direct overall revenue down by 6 percentage points. Let's look at further analysis in the revenue structure. First, mobile voice, mobile data, and wireline data service continue to grow, representing 15%, 16.5%, 46.5% of total revenue, respectively. The growth business represented by these services accounted for 78% of total revenue. Second, the proportion of wireline voice to total revenue decreased from 30.6% to 22%, while PAS revenue only accounted for 0.9% of total revenue, implying that the risk from PAS service has been basically alleviated. We believe that our efforts over the past few years, we have optimized our business structure and develop a more scientific and rational proportion, which has laid down solid grounds for future effective development. Next, we are going to discuss about more about mobile service. In the mobile business, the subscriber base and revenue have favorable developments. The scale development in mobile service enhanced the company's profitability. We have to reach the target in the first half as we promised 3 years ago. The mobile net add was 17.85 million, reaching a total of 108 million, and the company becomes the largest CDMA mobile operator in the world. The market share of mobile subscribers reached 12%, up by 2.5 percentage points over the same period of last year. The mobile service revenue increased to 31.1 billion, increased by 36.8%. Mobile ARPU was 52.2. The above shows that mobile service has achieved remarkable development. We will further strengthen the following measures. First, we will deepen the differentiated strategy to promote two series of competitive offerings, mobile internet products and industry applications. Second, we will continue to invest into 3G business by expanding 3G network coverage and then enhancing customer experience. We will increase the subsidies on 3G service to promote 3G subscriber growth. Third, on the basis of fixed mobile convergence, we respect our customers' choice to let them choose handset first and matching by package so that to improve marketing efficiency. Fourth, continue to promote the cooperation of terminal value chain by focusing on smart devices and expanding open channels. In the first half of 2011, the 3G market picked up, especially after April and May this year. 3G net add was 9.25 million, reaching a total of 21.54 million. The proportion of 3G subscribers to total mobile users was 20%. Our key initiatives in 3G service are, first, providing enriched mobile broadband contents and applications to promote data traffic, increase mobile internet services, and industry applications penetration and popularity. Our 3G handset data traffic in June up by 78.3% compared to January this year. Second, we consistently build up competitiveness in 3G smartphones, making that model, functions, price performance ratios, and market impact outperform the peers. In the first half of 2011, around 40, 400 models of 3G handsets were available for sale, an increase of 100 models from end of last year, and exceeded the number of models of other mobile technologies. Third, sales and marketing strategies tilted towards 3G, and most handset subsidy were spent on 3G services. This next slide, we are looking about mobile data growth. In the first half of 2011, we are delighted to see rapid mobile developments in data development, achieving revenue of 13.1 billion, a year-on-year growth of 51.6%, and accounted for 42.2% in mobile service revenue, up by 4.1 percentage points year-on-year. Mobile data service The 3G growth is mainly through the smartphones development. Mobile data service such as 189 Mailbox, e-serving live, e-serving video, and e-store began to drive revenue growth. Right now, many of our new services like mobile payment, videos, positioning, reading, mobile office, and push-to-talk, etc., are still in the early stage of development. When these products are getting more mature and their demand wrap up, there will be favorable results. In 2011, revenue of wildlife business was 82.3 billion, down by 0.2% year-on-year. Broadband and VAS and integrated information services continue to expand, and the decline in wildlife voice revenue slowed down, effectively stabilizing the wildlife business. Now, the wildlife voice as a percentage to our total revenue has gradually declined. We will persistently maintain the wildlife voice service and strengthen the existing customer relationship through integrated offerings to improve customer stickiness and explore the potential value of customers. In the next few years, the wildlife voice service will integrate with more integrated packages and the growth business such as wildlife broadband, VAS, and integrated information services will further expand. We expect the decline in overall wildlife revenue will slow down. We are talking about broadband. In the first half of 2011, the broadband subscribers and revenue have remarkable growth. Revenue from broadband service were 29.8 billion, up by 13.1% year-on-year. Broadband net adds was 6.61 million, reaching a total of 70.09 million and up by 20.2% year-on-year. The ARPU was 74.3. In the second half, we will take initiatives to accelerate the scale development in broadband services amid intensified competition, which includes, first, we will continue our efforts in subscriber acquisition and access speed upgrade, committing to the full year goal reaching 12 million wildlife broadband net add. Second, we will promote the expansion of e-serving broadband customer interface, Wi-Fi access, as well as the unified account management to strengthen our leading brand in broadband products and to sustain rapid development momentum. Third, we will introduce innovative marketing initiatives to improve attractiveness of broadband offerings. We are talking about wildlife VAS. During the first half, the wildlife VAS and integrated information services continued to grow steadily and achieved revenue of $15.2 billion, an increase of 10.9%. Revenue from Bass Chong Tat information service were $3.3 billion, up by 15.8% year-on-year. As for the VAS and integrated information services, we will offer differentiated services and subdivide customer segments and offer different services for different individuals, households, and government and enterprise. We will actively promote the penetration of products and applications supported by integrated platform of wireline and wireless broadband and integrated service, strengthen IDC-based cloud computing service and integrated information capability. We are talking about CapEx. In the first half, the company's CapEx was $21 billion. Full year CapEx is within around $50 billion. The ratio of broadband investment to total CapEx was 71%. The improvement in broadband network enables to meet customer demand for access speed upgrade, and we mainly spend our investment in fiber China project, further enrich users' broadband experience. More importantly, it will prepare for the increasing competitiveness broadband market in the future. As the project Broadband China Fiber City project going on, by year 2013, all cities have 20 meg broadband access capability, and our market leadership position was further strengthened. In order to seize the opportunity of mobile internet, the company reinforced its strategic positioning as a leader of intelligent pipeline, a provider of integrated platforms, and a participant of content and application development. To this end, we will strive to turn this strategic positioning into customer and corporate values. The overall development thinking is to adhere to customer-focused, innovative information strategy and to promote rapid-scale development of mobile and broadband service by leveraging the national high-speed integrated broadband network, the increasing number of varieties of terminals, and proliferation of attractive mobile internet applications, as well as our superior IT and information service capability. The last line. Achieving over 100 million mobile subscribers is a catalyst for future development. Over the past 3 years, we'll use E7 plan to develop in the market, focusing on different needs of government and enterprise, households, and individual customers. We promote scale development of industry applications and promote differentiated mobile internet products to establish a solid foundation in the mobile market. In the future, we will seize the strategic opportunity of migration of 2G towards 3G and the fiber rollouts, optimize resources allocation, and leverage the proactiveness and creativity of our staff to achieve rapid-scale development in mobile and broadband services. Meanwhile, we reinforce our efforts in innovation and leveraging our 8 product centers with innovative mobile internet products as the core in order to nurture new business opportunities and strive for better returns for shareholders. Next, may I invite Madam Wu to introduce the financial performance. Thank you, Chairman Wang. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I will now introduce to you the financial performance for the first half of 2011. In the first half of 2011, the management carefully assessed the markets, seized the favorable market opportunities, and adhered to the principle of effective scale development, which led our team to rapid development in various businesses, while at the same time steadily enhanced the effectiveness. During the first half, operating revenue were 120.1 billion, up by 11.7%. The operating expenses were 105.7 billion, up by 12.5%. The net profit was 9.7 billion, increased by 10.2%. EBITDA was 48.5 billion, increased by 6%. In the first half of 2011, operating expenses were 105.7 billion, accounted for 88% of total operating revenue, up by 0.6 percentage points. Looking into the cost structure, SG&A increased by 12.4% as a percentage to operating revenue, same as last year. The increase is due to increase in marketing expenses. The handset subsidies increased to 7.7 billion, up by 26%, and accounted for 24.7% of mobile service revenue. Network operating and support expenses increased by 11.7% as a percentage to total revenue, same as last year. The mobile network leasing fee increased rapidly to 8.7 billion, in line with the growth in mobile service revenue, up by 36.6% year on year. Excluding the mobile network leasing fees, the network operating expenses only up by 2.1%. Personnel expenses up by 11.9% as a percentage to operating revenue, which is same as last year, mainly due to our efforts to increase incentives to attract and reward talents. Cost of terminal sold and interconnection fees increased by 59.2% over the same period of last year, an increase of 3.3 percentage points, mainly driven by the rapid growth in mobile interconnection settlement and increasing costs of procuring mobile terminals due to increased levels of terminal procurement. Depreciation and amortization decreased by 1.7% over the previous years, dropped by 2.8 percentage points year on year. The above is about the operating expenses structure. Next, we are talking about CapEx structure. In the first half of 2011, the companies allocate its CapEx based on cost effectiveness. 80%, more than 80% of the investment was used in supporting development of growth business so that investment efficiency is optimized. Main features are, first, we accelerate fiber rollout and promote fiber to the home to support scale development of broadband service. We invest 14.9 billion in broadband and internet, up by 29.9% and accounted for 71% of total CapEx. Second, we focus on key industry informatization application projects. Investment effectiveness and risk control. The investment on VAS and integrated information services was 2.1 billion, down by 26.3% year on year and dropped to 10% of total CapEx. Third, we strengthen the integration of wireline and mobile IT platforms. Investment on IT and related support reached $500 million, up by 15% year-on-year, but down to 2.3% as a percentage to total CapEx. We will rationally invest in IT system to enhance the effectiveness of precision management. Fourth, to ensure investment efficiency and to reduce operating risks, we continue to maintain necessary CapEx on wireless voice, which is around $500 million. Down by 21.5% year-on-year and accounted for 2.2% of total CapEx. The next, we are talking about the debt level. In the first half of 2011, our total debt to total cap ratios continued to decline to 19.6%, down by 7.9 percentage points over the same period of last year. Net debt to EBITDA ratio was 0.3, dropped by 0.36 times compared to 0.66 times for the same period of last year. As a whole, the company has improved the capability in resources deployments and rationalized capital structure to better prepare for CDMA network acquisition. Currently, the focus of financial management is to insist on innovation of financial management measures, coordinating resources allocation in order to support rapid and scale development of growth business. First, we proactively and effectively deploy sales initiatives. We promptly respond to the market opportunities by allocating resources and incentives to high-growth business, responding quickly to business development needs and tilting our resources applications to growth regions. We specifically target resources for industry applications and 3G services. Second, we implement precision management methods to control network support expenses and maintain network quality. Third, we will deepen our innovation on financial management to enhance the overall management capability. We also implement centralized financial accounting system at the provincial level to improve management efficiency and introduce financial management mechanism. Fourth, we will continue to optimize investment structure, increasing investment in broadband network, IP network, and integrated platform to enhance support for scale development and establish asset life cycle management at least. With our continual efforts in deepening strategic transformation, we have enhanced our competitive strength. Going forward, we will proactively tackle challenges and focus on the following initiatives. First, to broaden our mindsets and encourage innovative ideas and direct all efforts within the company to promote the mindset of pursue market potential instead of budget goal to expand revenue and market share. Second, invigorate new business development with more flexible and market-oriented approach. Third, step up efforts to centralize operation, allocate resources, and coordinate product development, operation development, marketing strategy and management, and create synergy. Fourth, focus on developing a culture of integrity, encourage spirit of an education on integrity, and to deliver best service to the improving service capability and to commit to the market. Fifth, strengthen a perfect risk management, internal control and detection and corrective measures, ensuring the company operates in compliance with regulatory rules. This is the end of the presentation. Thank you.